Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello po guys, what's up? My name is Paul and welcome sa another episode ng Stories Philippines Podcast. And kukontinue pa rin natin yung mga kwentong aswang natin, no? For the Season 6 of Stories Philippines Podcast. So ngayon, ang ating mga kwento ay ang tungkol sa first family which became aswang, the four merchants in Dumangas, the ghouls, the grateful manananggal, the killing of an aswang, the manananggal during the early morning, simbang gabi, the manananggal's den in Capiz, and of course, the manananggal mother-in-law, yan. Exciting yun ah. And of course, the midnight wakwak, the neighbor who is an aswang, the porcine aswang, or porcine, I don't know how to pronounce that, the revolutionary general who killed an aswang, the sailor and the aswang. So marami-rami tayong kwento ngayon. The story of the young man who serenade the manananggalin kapis. And of course, the three manananggal women of kapis. So marami-rami pa to. The unbelievers and treating his aswang sweetheart. Yun. Tamang-tama sa ating Valentine's Day, no? Victimized by an aswang. And yun. Dito rin masasagot natin yung tanong na what is an aswang na naman? And of course, why the aswang and the tick-tick birds are enemies? Yun yung mga theory-theory natin. So, stay tuned lang kayo, no? So, marami tayong kwento ngayong araw na ito sa episode na ito. Maraming salamat sa pakikinig and sa pagsuporta, sa patuloy na pagsuporta sa ating podcast. No, thank you sa mga followers natin sa Spotify, no. We have lots of followers there and of course sa Anchor, sa iTunes, yan. Marami rin nakikinig sa atin sa iTunes, sa Google Podcast and of course sa Castbox, yeah, may mga nagko-comment doon. And sa Breaker din, guys, andun din tayo sa Breaker. And kung saan-saan pa man na ninyo pwedeng mapakinggan ang podcast, no? We've been around for about almost 2 years na. And we're so thankful sa mga patuloy na sumusuporta, sa sponsors natin sa Anchor.fm. Thank you so much, guys. And ayun, ngayon wala yung co-host ko. Pero ayun, maghahatid pa rin ako sa inyo ng kwento. Baka sa Friday, yon, sa Friday makakapag-record ulit kami ni Boss Rap, no? Kung di nyo pa kami pina-follow, i-follow nyo kami sa Twitter, Instagram, Stories Philippines Podcast and sa Facebook. So, wala nang So, ano na tayo? Magsimula na tayo sa medyo mahaba-habang episode natin. So, guys, stay lang kayo. And, of course, season 6 natin, magkakaroon tayo ng mga pag-giveaways. No? Ang season 6 natin will hopefully, no, target namin, will premiere this March. So, guys, abang-abang na tayo, no? So, eto na po. Ang ating unang istorya. Hindi, pero bago yan, syempre pakinggan muna natin yung ating sponsor na Anchor.fm. O yan, thank you sa pakikinig sa ating sponsor. And, eto na po yung ating unang kwento ngayong araw na ito. The first family which became aswang. Long ago, there was a couple with 6 children. One day, the father slaughtered their chicken, which the family intended for their meal. As he washed the cuts off the parts of the chicken, his children fought with each other. Each wanted to have the chicken's liver. Their father, however, accidentally let the liver go with the dirty water when he drained the kitchen basin. The youngest offspring, Pedro, was so intent on getting the liver back that he jumped out of the window to retrieve the chicken organ. So kasi ito na imagine ko siguro yung mga bahay nga noon is 'di ba yung parang mga kubo ganyan tapos matataas yung silong. So ayun siguro yung ano tapos yung lababo nila, 'di ba, yung diretso sa baba sa ano yun. So siguro yun nga na imagine ko tumalon siya doon sa bintana para lang mahabol yung lalaglag sa kanilang lababo. Yun. And yun, angered by his son's conduct, the father went after Pedro. And in his fury, unintentionally struck the little boy with a pestle. Parang yung ano, yung pandikdik, parang hinampas or pinalo, ganyan. The blow was so powerful that the child immediately fell dead. Oh, ayun. Ikaw ba naman? Kasi ano yun, solid yun eh, diba? Solid yung ano na yun, yung pangdikdik. Tama, diba? Yung marmol yata yun or something. Ganyan. The blow was so powerful, ayun nga, that the child immediately fell dead. Seeing the dead little boy, the father immediately seized by panic. However, after a while, he then thought of something to keep his misdeed hidden from the authorities. Ayan, dahil natakot nga siya. He roasted the little boy's corpse. Oh my God, ang gore nito. So, inihaw. Hindi ko ma-imagine. Inihaw niya yung kanyang anak. The whole family would later find that the taste of the human flesh was far better than any of other meat or food. And so, they longed for more human flesh to eat. Sila yung unang pamilyang naging aswang dahil kinain nila yung kanilang anak at o yung kapatid nila. Ganun. Ay, nako. Ang weird ng story. Next story. The Four Merchants in Dumangas. They, the four merchants of Iloilo, were on a sea journey in paraos or the native boats loaded with the commodity items. They purposefully made a stopover in Dumangas to purchase large quantities of aboga, a kind of cloth made of fiber from banana stalks for which Dumangas was famous. Okay. The negotiation for the purchase transaction hit a snag, forcing the merchant to spend the night in the town. Okay. Thus, they look for a place for them to stay. It did not take them long to find one, though. A wealthy man in the town owned a house which perfectly suited the needs of the transient businessmen. This thus became the merchant's lodging house. Okay. Doon sila nag-stay sa bahay ng isang mayamang lalaki. Though the house owner enjoyed some measure of respect in the town given his fairness in his business dealings, it was a different case with regard to his wife. She was the object of suspicion and rumor in the town. She was suspected to be an aswang. Being strangers in the village, the four merchants were unaware of the nasty aswang rumors. Of course, syempre, mga kayong dayo, tas hindi nyo kilala kung sino nagpatuloy sa inyo. Aswang pala. Diba? And then, that had been floating about regarding the wife of the house owner. And so, they happily went to the lodging house, which was just next to the landlord's. And while inside the residence of the house owner, partook of the food served on them by their landlord, relished the tuba beverage given to them, and enjoyed the company of their host. So, nagkaroon ng medyo kaunting kasiyahan sa dinner. After the dinner, the guest headed to their place. Sabi dito, at around midnight, one and then another until all of them were roused from their sleep by a strange sound. May narinig sila. It was like a cantata or yung kumakanta. An unearthly sounding one. A strange noise that sounded wild like a piercing wail. Okay? It was the first time they heard such weird sounding sound, and as they hardly knew what to attribute it, they sat down and trembled. Then a long, choking sob intruded, and then silence followed. And they tried to figure out what was it all about, speculating in whispers of the possibility that a murderous deed might have just taken place inside the lodging house. So nagdudo sila, baka nga naman may pinatay, no? Kaya tinignan nila. It took some time for them to decide to venture out and investigate. In another room, they all went. There, they saw the most frightening sight they had ever seen in their lives. A woman's body, severed at the waist, lay just beside the house owner, who was peacefully sleeping on a mat. It looked as though the body had been forcibly ripped off in half. Yet, it was utterly strange since no blood was flowing out of the segmented body. Despite the exposed, ragged flesh and innards, three of the merchants, short of fainting, fell to the floor out of great fright. Oh, may hinimatay sa kanila. But the fourth one did not. Okay, so tatlo sa kanila yung hinimatay, pero yung isa hindi, natira. Displaying bravado, he cheered up his colleagues. He was aware of what they were seeing. "Our host's wife," he said, "is an aswang." The noise we had heard earlier was the sound of her unholy incantations as her body was sundered and her wicked spirit left for a prowl in the night. "I have medicine for the aswang. Shall we use it and rid our host of this terrible calamity?" There was a collective assent in reply. Thus, the brave merchant took from his basket, which he carried with him, 6 large crawfish, which he had bought from the seashore. They were intending them for the next morning's meal. Okay, kala ko dadali pa nila sa kanilang bayan. No. He then put the fish to the half body of the woman. The task done, they hurriedly went back to their room. Nilagyan ng isda. It was just before daybreak when the merchants were awakened anew, this time by an ear-piercing shriek. They knew what was happening. Hurriedly, they departed and headed to the shore. Then they sailed away. One of the merchants who returned back to Dumangas months later would be told of the story about the death of the house owner's wife. She had died in great agony on the afternoon they had left the town. The women who attended her burial were shocked to find crawfish eating their way out of the dead woman's body. So, hindi napansin. Tapos, ayun. Crawfish. Okay. Ang crawfish ay sugpo. Tama? Sugpo. Okay. Okay. The ghouls. Ito naman yung next story natin, the ghouls. The year was 1900 and the American army was fighting for the control of the islands from the natives. In March, a skirmish between the U.S. forces and the native resulted in 1 American casualties. Okay, so may namatay na isang Amerikano daw. During the, ito yung war, yung American war siguro, no? As the Americans had been doing, they immediately buried the dead soldier in the area where the fight took place. About a day or two, however, the U.S. forces happened to pass by the grave of their dead comrade. But they were shocked to find that the grave has been dug up. Okay. The head and the arms of the dead U.S. soldier had been torn off. From the looks of it, the ghouls had indulged in the cannibalistic orgy. Pinagpiestahan yung kanilang yung isang sundalo nga na kasama nila na namatay during the war. Yeah. Ito next. The Grateful Manananggal. Long time ago, there lived in a forest in San Felipe, Neri, 3 young men. They were very brave and always suspicious of everything around them. One night, around 10 o'clock, 3 young beautiful women arrived at their house. Oh, they welcomed the strangers, but were told that the girls got lost in the forest on their way home. Napaka-weird, no? May bigla na lang ano sa inyo. Darating na magagandang babae sa this oras ng gabi. And so the ladies asked men if they could possibly spend the night in the young men's house. Kasi noon, alas 10 talagang sobrang dilim na nito eh. Oo, kasi siguro yung panahon na to, hindi pa uso yung mga ilaw-ilaw, mga ganyan. So, ayun. The latter gave their permission, allowing the visitors to proceed to the guest room of their resident's house. And it was near midnight when the three guests awoke. Then each of them stood in the different corners of the house. Pretty soon, their bodies began to segment. Once the halving was complete, the manananggal then flew out of the window. The noise caused by the flight of the demonic creatures roused the young men from their sleep. On inspection of the guest room, they found out the lower bodies of the manananggal which were left behind. They then hurried to scatter ashes over the top of the halb of human torsos. It was around 3 in the morning when the manananggals arrived. As expected, they could not reunite with their lower segmented body. Out of fear, the manananggal went to the young man and asked forgiveness. For Ginesto, nakalagay dito. And asked forgiveness. Crying piteously, the manananggal begged men to wash off the bodies so that they could assume back to their human form. Touched by the plea of the manananggal, the men then obeyed the manananggal's request and cleansed the water. Okay. Soon, the manananggal reunited back to their torsos, turned to express their gratitude to their host, and hurriedly left. Ano ba yan? The grateful manananggal. Ang saya. Ayun. Nakakatawa, nakakatuwa. Hindi ko alam. Kumata. Ayun. Anyways. Next, the killing of an aswang. Ito yung kwento na to. He was in his cousin's house to attend to the childbirth of a niece who was already undergoing labor pains. Suddenly, a loud noise from the rooftop drew their attention. They knew what was it all about. So, bringing with them their spears and bolos, they surreptitiously went out using side doors and proceed to the ground which was under the house. Another loud noise was heard. It was an aswang who, having sensed the movement of the men, started to take flight. The aswang, however, failed to notice the men who were waiting for him when he jumped to the ground outside of the house. The gathered men threw their spears at the aswang, who got hit and fell. Then they gang up on the demonic creature as he lay sprawled, cutting him into pieces. And sabi dito, the next morning, they reported the matter to the court to inform it that they had killed an aswang. But kaya hindi nababalita to sa mga dyaryo, no? Ito, kasi mga kwentong bayan lang talaga siya. So, nag-gathered lang siya. And, yun. Next, marami pa tayong kwento. The manananggal. During the early morning simbang gabi. This happened sometime in early 2000s in a barangay in a Capiz town. He was to go and hear an early simbang gabi in the town church. As their house was quite distant from the town proper, he left very early in the morning in order to reach the mass on time. It was full moon and he could clearly see the path he was treading. And while he was traversing the open field, he suddenly noticed something. He could hear the sound of the flapping wings of this in the sky. Okay, then he saw on the ground the shadow of what appeared like a huge umbrellas and were getting bigger. He did not think twice. He knew it was a manananggal and it was fast descending down on him. He then ran fast, traversing the muddy rice fields, aware that the flying creature was closing in on him. he would stop grabbing and throwing stones or piles of mud against the demonic pursuer. This would force the manananggal to retreat back and fly high into the moonlit night to avoid being hit. Oh, ganun. Pwede pala yun. The chase would end with the nocturnal hunting failing to catch its prey. When he arrived back to their house, his wife was surprised to see him caked in sludge all over his body. He told his wife of what had happened. He had to pass through the muddy rice field to escape the manananggal. The spooky incident made him stop going to church anymore. Oh, ang lungkot naman. Ah, so ito nangyari daw noong early 2000s. During the Simbang Gabi. Saan kaya ito? Ano? Next story. Pero bago yung next story natin. Thank you sa ating sponsor sa Digital Creatives. Sa Lazada.com.ph. No, they provide various creative and digital items for you guys for a very, very low price. So check nyo yun kung gusto nyo yung mga Lightroom presets, yung kanilang main products. No? Lightroom presets for mobile and desktops, marami yan. So sobrang gaganda ng mga nandoon. And marami rin silang mga Photoshop templates. So sa mga nahihirapan mag-design, i-edit nyo na lang sa Photoshop. Add your own details and yun, ready for printing or for sharing sa mga social media. So check nyo po Digital Creatives sa lazada.com.ph. So next ang ating story, The Manananggal in Den. The Manananggal's Den in Capiz or Capiz. Ito, sabi dito, ayun. One afternoon, two Filipinos who were serving as a soldier and yon as native infantrymen in the Spanish military decided to just walk in going home after the conclusion of their duties at the barracks. As the distance they had to traverse was quite long, they found themselves still in the middle of the wooded area at the outskirts of a Capiz district when darkness set in. So inabutan sila ng gabi doon sa maaring siguro kagubatan na ito, no? By the time, they had become tired and wished to rest, but they could not do so as they thought of the danger that lurked around them. They thus decided to look for a house where they could possibly spend the night. Kasi dati uso yung mga ganito eh. Yung talagang yung kapag ginabi or kapag umuulan, yung ganyan. Tapos makikituloy, ganyan. Ngayon, ang hirap na eh sa panahon natin ngayon. Sa totoo lang, mahirap na. Ayan, dati ang kinatatakutan talaga yung mga aswang. Eh ngayon talaga ang kinatatakutan eh mga buhay. Diba? Mas nakakatakot kasi sila. Ayun, mga strangers. After some time, they finally spotted a hut that stood in a nearby grove of big trees. They noticed the house was a fairly large structure as they approached. Okay. The beautiful face of young lady then thrust out of the window after the infantryman had called out of the door. When told of the soldier's plight, the young lady readily gave her consent. Also, pumayag si ate mo girl. Thus, the two guests were guided to the hut's living room. Suddenly, as the men rested, two equally beauteous ladies emerged from some part of the house to welcome the guest. Ito, so tatlo sila living alone in a solitary house located in the woods. It was a thought that abruptly dominated the minds of the journeying soldier. Diba? So, ano, pag maganda agad, pag maganda, aswang agad, na joke lang. Ayan. Sa bagay, ngayon, yung mga magaganda, hindi mo alam kung... Ayan, so, ayan, that was another topic of the day. Ayan, presently, one lady left and proceeded to the kitchen. She came back minutes later, informing the guests that the evening meal was already ready. So weird ng English talaga na itong book na to. The guest, however, protested. They only needed lodging for the night and nothing more. They never wanted to burden their host at any further by still having to eat dinner in the house. This would certainly be too much already. So hiyang-hiya sila, but the hosts were adamant. It was in their nature to show hospitality and kindness to their guests, even if the latter were strangers. Not wanting to embarrass their host, the guest finally gave in. However, at the dinner table, the two men, for a reason they only knew, ate only rice and nothing more, something which gracious host merely ignored. As they rested in the room, which was provided to them, the guests wondered about their beauteous and generous host. So, nagdududa na sila. After much deliberation, they decided to find out more about three ladies. Thus, they rose. They went out of their room and groped in the dark. They were puzzled. How come the ladies were not there? There was no trace of the young woman at all in the house. So wala silang nakita ang mga young women sa house. They found a lamp and lit it, then proceeded to the kitchen. Shock took hold of them when they saw three severed bodies standing against the wall. The ladies were manananggals after all. Instead of taking fright, they decided to do some mischief. They took ashes from the kitchen stove and sprinkled them on the exposed flesh of the half bodies. So, ito talaga yung ano, no? Yung karaniwang ginagawa daw talaga, no? Diba? Yung mag-ano ka ng abo kapag nakita ka raw ng ganun, tapos sprinkle mo. Ayun. Then, they went back to their room. They were curious to find out what the three manananggal would do once they returned. Siguro kung ako to, hindi na ako, aalis na kagad ako talaga. May makita ka palang nakalahating katawan, di ba? Nakakaano na talaga. Matatakot ka na't matatakot. Ang tatapang nila. It was around dawn when the waiting men heard some noise similar to that made by the flapping of the wings of a bird. The manananggal had by now returned. The next minute, the men heard loud pleas from the manananggal. Be kind to us, brothers. Wash up the ashes quickly. The dawn is fast approaching. If our forms are not changed back into human shape, we can never go to the end of the world. The guests, on hearing the entreaties, became sympathetic. They rushed out of their room and complied with the request of the manananggal, who were able to reunite their bodies back after the ashes wash off. The next morning, the soldiers left and returned to their barracks. So, wala nang sinabi. Wala namang ginawa sa kanila. Pero hindi rin great. Kanina eh, parang ganun. The grateful manananggal. Diba? Next, ito. The manananggal mother-in-law. Ito, nakakatawa ito. Siguro, almost all of the mother-in-laws are somehow manananggal. Kahit hindi totoong manananggal. Somehow. Ito. This was sometime in the early 1990s. Okay? So, he was living with the family of his sister's husband located in Capiz Town na naman. One night, there was a full moon at that time. He saw the mother-in-law of his sister go out of their house. Some minutes after, as he looked out, he saw the elderly woman perch on one of the branches of the star apple. Perch, okay. Nasa bakuran daw nila yon, yung star apple or yung kaimito. She had a huge bat-like wings on her back that were flapping, and her eyes were burning red. She was making the sound of ak, ak, ak continuously. Days later, as he was certain that her sister's mother-in-law was an aswang, he decided to depart and head to Manila to try his luck there.
Okay. Natakot siya.
Sa kanyang sa mother-in-law ng kapatid niya.
Okay, yun.
The Midnight Wakwak.
Sabi naman dito, this happened sometime in the late 1990s in a remote Iloilo town. It was near midnight and their group had just gone to see a basketball game. On their way home, one of them lit a firecracker. The firework flew and exploded near a huge tree with massive leafy branches. Suddenly, there emerged from the top of the tree a huge creature. Okay, it looked like a giant bat, but no, it was not a bat. It had a huge bat wings which spread in the sky like the size of a tin roof sheet that somehow seemed to have darkened the moonlit night. Okay, so sobrang laki daw, ganyan, dumilim ang paligid. The group suddenly was seized with fright on realizing that it was the way they look at the airborne creature, a wakwak, that had been disturbed by the exploding firecracker. So kayo, huwag kayong basta-basta magpapaputok ng kung saan-saan. No, lalo sa mga puno-puno. Ayan. The neighbor who is an aswang. Ayan, marami mga kapitbahay na aswang tayo dito. So yun. This incident took place in a town. So sabi, the name of the town purposely withheld. The source of this story says that even up to now, the old woman was still alive. So tinago it. Hindi natin babanggitin yung pangalan nung town na yon sa Iloilo. Sometime in the 1980s. So buhay pa yan yung old lady. The old lady was known to be an aswang in their neighborhood. It was one night when suddenly the residents in one house found the aswang had gotten inside intending to attack them. Okay. At the time, an infant had just been born in the house. Okay. The man in the house knew who the aswang was and they shouted, "Nay, wag po kami, parang pamilya na tayo." Okay, so sabi dito, "Mother, please don't attack us. We're like part of one family." So the minute he said this, the aswang suddenly disappeared. The next day, the old woman visited their house to apologize. She even sipped a cup of hot coffee with the residents of the house. So, ayun. Good vibe lang sila. Good vibes lang sila. Ayun. The porcine aswang. Porcine or porcine? Hindi ko alam. Pero anyways. Tingnan natin. Porcine. Paano ba? Ayan. Tingnan natin kung paano binabanggit. Porcine. P-O-R-C-I-N-E. Tama? Porcine or porcine. Porcine. Porcine, adjective of affecting or resembling a pig. Ah, okay. So, pig. The pig aswang, in short. So, talagang this book complicates things which hindi naman dapat. Yan. Mahal niya. So, in fairness, ang mahal niya ng book. Hindi ko alam bakit ko ito binili. Dahil sa cover siguro. Tapos, nakabalot siya. So, hindi ko natinignan yung loob. Binili ko na lang. Ganun ako ka. Pero maganda yung cover niya. Fairness. Maganda naman yung cover. Ayun. Anyways, the porcine aswang. Or the pig aswang. Sabi dito, this happened many years ago in Capiz town na naman. So, on request of the source story, the name of the town is, okay, purposely withheld. O, hindi natin i-reveal. Kahit hindi rin i-reveal sa amin dito, sa atin. sabok. The family live in a hut just near the seashore. Ganda nun, imagine mo. One night, they noticed something unusual. They heard noises under their shanty. It was a large pig that seemed roaming about their house. Through the slits of their shack's bamboo floor, they could see the black swine running under their small house. So far as they knew it, there was not anyone near their house who owned any such animal, let alone a pig as big and as black as that one now roving under them. So wala silang kilala na may-ari or pwedeng magmay-ari no, kasi wala naman daw ganun sa paligid nila. Deep in their mind, tsaka ayun nga, napakalaki pa at napakaitim daw. So deep in their minds, however, they knew that it was an aswang in camouflage. Okay, so somehow naramdaman nilang aswang yun. So the man in the house knew exactly what he had to do. He took hold of a bolo and waited for the right time to strike. When he saw the black hog through one of the slits, he drove down the big knife hurriedly with all his might. Instantly, a piercing porcine sound erupted from under the floor. Okay, inabangan niya tapos inanan niya, no? Talagang sinaksak, biniran niya galing sa taas. Oh, kasi 'di ba yung masahig noon, 'di ba? May mga yung silong, 'di ba? May kawayan lang ganyan. So, kasyang-kasya yung itak. Ito. So, he knew he had hit his target but the swine was able to run away. The next day, the town folks in their barangay saw a dead woman floating in the shallow waters of the sea just some distance away from their shanty. She bore a knife wound in her body. The resident of the hut by the seashore was certain that she was an aswang who died due to the fatal injury she sustained while she roamed in her porcine disguise the previous night. So yun yung babae daw na yun yung aswang na nakita nila na palutang-lutang sa dagat. Okay, next story. The revolutionary general who killed an aswang. Okay, interesting to. One day, a general of the Philippine Revolution was taking a walk very early in the morning. As he did so, he was abruptly startled by the very sweet music that he heard. He wondered, it was too early for anyone to play such tune. Try as he did, he failed to find the source of the mellifluous melody. This made him pause from his walk. By now, his hair stood on the end. Tinayon siya na buhok sa batok. Yun. Fear was beginning to seize him, but remembering that he was a general in the revolution, he suddenly felt ashamed of himself, of course. So, to cast off whatever fright he was now feeling, he took his revolver and aimed it above and fired. Then, a minute or so, something dropped to the ground. It frightened him to see a man now by his side moving agonizingly. The man was wounded, having caught the bullet the general had fired in the air. The latter realized that the man was an aswang who was anchored aloft playing a mandolin. Oh, the general then laughed scornfully, walking away from the aswang who died a few minutes later. Parang proud pa siya sa sarili niya na nakapatay siya ng aswang. Yeah, sino kaya yun? Next story natin. The sailor and the aswang. So yun, the sailor and the aswang. Marami pa tayong story, guys. So ano lang kayo, stay tuned lang kayo dyan or hatiin ko na naman. Okay, marami pa to. The sailor and the aswang. He was one of the lucky Filipinos who got accepted to become a member of the US Navy. As a sailor, he had been to many places around the world. When he took his furlough, he decided to go to his relatives in Auckland. Furlough. Ano to? Bakasyon siguro to. Pinapakomplikado nito. Furlough. Hindi ako natutuwa. definition. Leave of absence, especially that granted to a member of the armed services. Pwede naman sabihin niya, when he took his leave or vacation leave, parang ganun, he decided to go to his relatives in Auckland. Hindi siya, actually, tumbok, hindi siya maiintindihan ng normal na, normal na Pilipino na nagbabasa. Sa totoo lang. So, kung balak niyo magsulat, guys, sa mga ng libro in English, please lang, huwag niyo nang gawing komplikado or yung mga wordings niyo, huwag niyo nang gawing sobrang hindi nakakatalino. Sa totoo lang, hindi siya although yes, madadagdagan yung vocabulary natin, pero isipin natin yung audience din natin siguro kung magano kayo. As much as possible, make it understandable yung mga wordings natin, no, yung mga grammar din natin, make sure na na-check natin spellings, ganyan. So much hindi ko sa inaano yung book, pero ang dami niyang error sobra. So kahit ako na okay naman ako magbasa ng English, na nabubulol talaga, sa totoo lang, minsan nabubulol and tawag dun, ito twist and turns, and hindi ko maintindihan minsan yung binabasa ko, sa totoo lang. So yun, just a small thought this about this book, no? So yun, ulitin natin. So noon nagbakasyon daw si sailor sa Auckland sa kanyang pamilya. While he was there, he spotted the beautiful local, tingnan mo ito, a beauteous local dame. While there in Auckland, he saw a beautiful young lady who was working as a school teacher. Yan, pwede yun, ganun. Kasi ang ginamit niya ditong word, beauteous local dame. Diba parang, kailan ba pinablish tong book na to? 2015. Ayun. So, ayun. Hindi talaga siya maintindihan ng normal na a reader, kumbaga. Ayun. And as a worldly man who gets easily attracted by the pretty girls, kasi dito is smitten yan, nilagay niya. Smitten. Okay, attracted. So easily na-attract siya sa mga pretty young girls, the sailor managed to get introduced to the lovely barrio. Last naman yung ginamit niya. Siguro he's avoiding. Naku, nagiging grama. Ano na tayo? Ayun. He's avoiding using redundant word. But, hindi naman din. On my opinion lang. Kasi ang dami niyang ginamit dito sa isang sentence. Or sa isang paragraph. Dame, girl, last. Ayan. So, nakalapit daw siya dun sa babae and decided to visit the latter in her residence. Dinalaw niya sa bahay. It was 8 in the evening when the Navy man departed for home. Okay, so ginabi na siya sa kanyang pagdalaw. In the journey, he had to pass by the river which was said to be haunted. Ito na. However, being a member of the most powerful navy in the world, he hardly had time for stories about anything supernatural. So far as he was concerned, this stuff were but a myth. Hindi siya naniniwala sa mga kung ano-anong anek-anek na mga nakatakot daw. As he now walked along the river banks, something caught his sight. It was the image of a young lady garbed in a flowing nightgown who was standing the path he was treading. He greeted the woman as he neared her, but she merely ignored him. Nakita na naman daw siya ng babae, no? She then stood mute, blocking his path. The sailor attempted to pass, but still would not let him. Nakaharang. Try as he did to go around her, she just was not able to get through. So hindi siya makadaan. She stood in his way. By now, he was getting pissed off, nainis na siya. When he attempted to use force, the woman grabbed his neck and pushed him to the ground. But given his strength and he being of the strong build, he remained standing. Thus began ang hiling niyang gumamit ng thus, THUS. Thus began a wrestling match between the two. Nag-wrestling yung babae tsaka siya. However, minutes passed and he felt that his adversary was tough and strong, and she appeared to be gaining strength. As for him, he sensed that he was slowly weakening. Now in fear, he thought of something. He grabbed the long hair of the woman in an attempt to push her to the ground. Sinabunutan na niya si ating mga girl. And to his surprise, her hair slipped through his... daw yung hair natanggal. Na-imagine nyo, guys. Ayun. At this time, the sailor was a weakened man and he found himself being dragged by the woman towards the river. Frightened of the fate that he might suffer, for he knew that she would drown him to the river, the Navy man started screaming on top of his voice, asking for help. This he did with all his might as he continued to fight off the woman. Lakas. Luckily, some people who lived nearby heard the sailor's cry and rushed out, armed with burning coconut leaves. On seeing the villagers, the woman abruptly let go of the Navy man and fled. He would later narrate his story to his relatives and friends. Only then he start to believe about this existence of the aswang. So, hindi mo naranasan, hindi mo paniniwalaan. Yun lang naman yun. Ayun, guys. So, the story of the young man who serenade the manananggal in Capiz. Ayan. In a small village in Capiz, there was a group of young men whose youthfully adventures consisted, among others, of serenading young ladies. So yung mga adventure nila dati, no? Nang liliga or nang haharana. Wala na, chat na lang, go. Wave lang, go na. As they had practically visited most of the pretty girls in their town, they decided to go someplace where they had not yet seen. Surely, there were beautiful young ladies too in other places, they said to themselves. So why not serenade them too? So nag-adventure sila, wala silang magawa sa buhay, pupunta sila sa kung saan-saan. Ito na, para mangharana. One of them, it was one afternoon when they set out for this new adventure. The journey was long, but their mindset being that this adventure was for fun and pleasure, they paid no mind to the rigors of the long walk they were having. So wala silang pakialam kahit malayo yung puntahan nila. Basta excited sila kung ano man yung experience nila o maranasan nila doon sa ano na yan. sa ibang lugar, sa panliligaw, ganyan. They just entertained themselves by the songs they sang and the music brought out by their guitar and bandurya. It was about 3 hours when they caught sight of something surreal. There was in distance a house, brightly illuminated as the house's front window was opened. Sabi dito, they could see the sala where there were 3 beautiful ladies. And they could see these heavenly dames gesturing at them, trying to tell them to come nearer. No, they did not hasten their pace. Instead, they walked leisurely and silently towards the house. As soon as they reached the house, they stepped just below the window. Abruptly, they started their serenade. It was a sweet-sounding yet lively piece of music they first played before they belt out of a beautiful song. Initially, the ladies appeared terrified, but when they realized that the young strangers were merely serenading them, their fear faded. They then felt comfortable and started to be overcome by joy as they heard the mellifluous voices of the serenaders. Beautiful voices na lang, di ba? Ba't ganun pa yun siya? Anyway, yan na naman tayo. In a little while, the serenade concluded and they invited the young men to come up. Once inside, the young men introduced themselves, as was their habit. They expressed their customary greeting of respect to the house dwellers. The serenaders were wondering, how in the world was this possible? These pretty young girls are living here in an isolated, terribly lonely place. But as they face these beautiful ladies, the men shoved aside their curiosity. Then, they were engrossed by their conversation, a lively and thoroughly happy one with their lovely host. Time passed, and the men were not aware of it. It was when they heard the noise coming from the chickens somewhere outside the house that they realized it was already late, very late in the night. They rose from their seat and started to bid goodbye. However, the lady suggested that they stay for the night. Ito na naman, parang same scenario nung kanina. It could be dangerous for the young men to travel at that time, the host said. Agreeing, the men decided that they would just leave the next morning. Thus, they were led to the guest room where there were good beddings for them to sleep on. One of the young men, however, was uncertain about their safety inside the house. This was the reason why he could not sleep. He thus decided to forget chasing sleep, instead to feel or observe or hear anything that might just catch his notice. Well, he did feel or hear something after some minute. There was a strange noise from the house in the room, from outside the house, from outside the room. Pala. So, meron daw strange noise na nanggagaling sa labas ng kanilang kwarto. It was like there were birds flapping their wings. Then, the noise was gone. Prompted by curiosity, he cautiously went out of the room to check what was it all about. Then what he saw shocked him. There were 3 figures, human figures, cut from the waist down. These figures were standing there. He dashed back to their room and woke up his 2 friends. On seeing the half human figures, the 2 other men were shocked too. On the suggestion of one of them, they put ashes to expose part of figures, and afterwards they went back to their parang kanina rin yung scenario kanina. A little later, they heard a strange noise. There are birds entering the house, one of them said. Then they heard a loud noise as if somebody was pounding the wall. Then they went out and saw them. The three birds with human heads were trying to join themselves with those remaining bodies, but they could not do it. These creatures begged the young men to wash the ashes off the segmented bodies so that they could reunite back to them. In obedience, the men did as requested. Then they saw the creature reunite with the hollow bodies and assume their human form. They were the beautiful ladies who live in the house, and they had just brought with a 2-month-old infant. Explaining, the girls said they were cannibals and it was their habit to go out every night to hunt for food or else they would go sick. After a while, the conversation was done and the men headed back to their room. So parang walang nangyari, ganun. For one reason or another, they were able to sleep soundly. Or they might have been made to sleep soundly by their host. For when they woke up the next morning, they found themselves under a big tree in the forest. Their guitar and bandurya and their hats were hanging on the branches of the tree. They return home to their village and narrate their stories to their families and friends. So yun, buti hindi sila pinatay. Doon na lang sila pinalayas lang sila or nilabas sila sinabit sa puno. Ayun. So guys, medyo napahaba yung ating episode ngayon, no? So itutuloy na lang natin sa mga susunod yung mga nabanggit kong istorya. Maraming salamat kung hanggang ngayon ay nakikinig ka pa rin. Thank you so much. And ayun, kung first time mo na makinig at hanggang ngayon ay naririnig mo to, no? Don't forget to hit like and subscribe sa ating mga social media or follow, no? Sa Stories Philippines sa Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Maraming salamat po. And have a nice day. So mag-iingat tayo. Mag-iingat kayo, no? Sa mga makikita nyong magaganda dyan. De joke lang po. Sige, maraming salamat po and have a nice day.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.